Yeah, boy.
God, this room is so fucking echoey. I've got to sort it
out. So is mine. I'm in a really echoey room. But Dan, can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
It's good to be back, baby.
Because this whole thing was just part of the intro, us talking about echoey rooms.
I don't know how we start. We've never been good at starting or ending.
No, that's fine. But here we are. James, you're back. You're back. It's Compact Dicks with Dan and James. That's what the people call it, and it's happening right now.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. I feel nervous. I feel like I've forgotten what I do on this. And I'm like, you've been doing so well carrying this on your own. I feel like I'm just going to bog you down, Dan. I'm just going to weigh you down.
Well, James, you're right to be nervous because that's the weight of expectation on your shoulders. And there is a big expectation here because the people demand dicks from listener source dicks at least once a week. And and we're going to give it to them. So let's fucking give them some compact dicks. Before we do, though, you know, if you listen to this or the other or the main podcast of Desert Island Dicks and you want to get on here and have your say, then you can. You just email us. dickspod.com/contact.
Yeah, and you can contact dicks there. Dan, I just before we get started, I want to say you've been putting out some good episodes of the podcast recently.
Thanks, man.
There's been some great episodes.
I've been enjoying it.
Like Paul Sinner's episode this week, his dicks were so well thought out. It was flawless, wasn't it? The choices were excellent.
Yeah, I didn't have like much to add. You know, as a host, I was kind of like, I can't really say anything that makes it any better than you've said.
But like to evaluate slightly, it's like sometimes you don't need to. Sometimes you just need to like do as some other very famous presenter from a podcast that might be similarly named to us does. And you know, if they're bringing all the juice, you don't have to add anything. But sometimes, you know, there's something to add. But when Paul Sinner turns up with that kind of research, I haven't seen research like that since Danny Toman, and that is going back into the archive. Danny Toman bought a box of his old school reports to read out on the podcast. It was actually unbelievable, and Paul Sinner brought that energy.
I mean, Paul Sinner knew what I'd picked when you did me as the first guest of when you first started Desert Island Dicks.
Is that what he... I don't remember him saying that.
And then we had a long chat about how much we hated Love Actually after we finished recording for about 20 minutes.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Love that, love that. Yeah. So well done, Dan. Some great episodes.
Thank you very much. And hey, listen, like... there's some more good episodes to come, not because of me, but because of these guests that we're going to have, which are very exciting. Not least of all, the live shows with Fern Brady and Stephen K. Amos on the 1st and 2nd of December.
I'm so excited. I mean, obviously, I was there. I was part of that show when we had Tom Allen on a couple of years ago.
You were the man. You were the host.
I was the host at the time.
You did wonderfully. It was a great show.
Thank you, Dan. I tried to listen to some of it back, and I just say, I'm going, all the time.
That's not how I remember it. But, I mean, now the weight of expectation is on my shoulders, James, because I have to live up to...
No, I think it'll be fine. I think because the guests are so strong, like Fern Brady, her comedy is brilliant, and her dry wit is going to be ideal for Desert Island of Dicks. And Stephen K. Amos... yeah, with his years of experience on stage, I think he'll be able to sort of command quite well. So, yeah.
Well, listen, guys, tickets are available from the link in this podcast, or you can, I mean, the podcast description, that is, or you can also get it on our socials at Instagram and Twitter at DicksPod. Now, James, let's roll up our sleeves and pull a dick out.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I've got a dick here. Can I pull a dick out?
Yeah, show us your dick.
Dan, this dick comes in from Sean, and he says, really great to have you guys back. Hey, thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Recently, I've been annoyed with the news of these Insulate Britain protesters. Now, I completely understand that they want to protest, and without taking a side, I just don't understand why they would superglue themselves to a motorway to get homes insulated. Surely... they would target their councils or housing association. Also, they're putting not only their own lives at risk, but motorists and potentially blocking roads for emergency services. Sorry for the rant, but they are total cocks.
Interesting. Well, you know, we've just finished the, well, not us, but the climate summit in Glasgow has just finished. So this is timely, isn't it? It's tricky because I feel like I want the world to not go up in flames. But I also, you know, people like this can be quite annoying.
So I saw a video of one of these Insulate Britain people being tied to a railing using their own Insulate Britain banner. And initially I looked at the video and I laughed to myself and I thought, that's funny. Someone's taken the banner and tied one of the people to the railing with their own banner, like an absolute Neanderthal that I am. And I was with a friend and he was like, actually, I kind of like what they're doing. And I was like, all right, yeah, tell me more. And he explained that, you know, they're trying to get a message across and doing something is better than doing nothing. And so I kind of sit on the fence of agreeing with that, but also maybe there is another way to voice it that doesn't stop, you know, ambulances getting through. I don't know, it's a difficult one.
I think if they're stopping actual ambulances getting through, then you can call them dicks. But I think the broader stance they're taking is good, but maybe it needs a little finessing. Also, what fucking glue are they using? I hear this about people gluing themselves. I'm like, what glue are you using? Like, I had some work done recently in my house and they had to like stick huge big panels of like plasterboard on the walls and they were using this contact adhesive. And I was like, that's very impressive because these are heavy panels. I don't know if it's a kind of a contact adhesive. I don't know why, because it doesn't matter. I don't need any strong adhesive, but I'm just interested. I just want to know what kind of adhesive they're using. Because it's like, you know, in like Roger Rabbit or something, it's like, or like Roadrunner. And he like pours glue all over the road to try and get the Roadrunner stuck to it. It makes me just think of that. And I feel like a big barrel that says Acme across it.
Yeah. What the fuck? If you know what kind of glue that they're using, let us know. Yeah. Dixpod.com/contact, because I need me some of that.
Yeah. But yeah, broadly, I don't want, you know, I approve of their actions, but I don't know. We've made it clear.
Yeah. Sort of. Right, next.
Next.
What have you got?
This one is actually a follow-up, because last time I did a Compact Dicks, we had one from Pauline, and she did like a good selection. She said, she gave us a whole selection. It was like Tony Blair, My Ex's Mum, The Evil Woman Head Teacher from Harry Potter, Watermelon, Amaretto, Theme from Friends, and Independence Day and Mosquitoes. So she gave us the whole list. But she didn't give us much detail about her ex's mum. And I didn't really know what the problem was. So she followed up afterwards, and I think this is quite good. She says, my ex's mum is like the robot from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. She could always find something to be blue about, always. No matter what anyone would chat about on the island, she'd find a way to see the miserable side to it. It was like a gift. If you told her a story about the best party you ever went to, her response would be, I've never been invited to a party. It's such a shame. If you told her about the best holiday you went on, she'd tell you about the time she was mugged on a beach. If you told her about your cousin's new house, she'd moan that her mum was an only child. An absolute gift. Not her personally, but the weird everything is shit vibe that comes with it.
Oh,
man.
My Lord.
I know people like that, and it's just exhausting. It's almost a talent sometimes. It's like, it's almost a gift. Like when you can sort of go, how did you get from that to that? It's like,
We all encounter these kinds of people, and it's just like, you just can't get any joy out of them. It's such a challenge. And it's just like, they've always got a response to just like bring the mood down. Just, I don't know if they're really self-aware or completely not self-aware enough that they don't know that they're doing it. I don't know.
I mean, what's wrong with getting your feelings and pushing them deep down inside and never letting anyone see them? I mean, come on.
Dan, that's what got us into this mess. Dan, I haven't done this in a while, but I believe it's time to speak to my dad.
I absolutely welcome the chance to hear from him. Let's hear it from John Deacon.
Hi, James. Hi, Dan. Well, it's great to have the pod back firing on all cylinders. The last couple of weeks, brilliant episodes. Firstly, with Ahir Shah, and this week's episode with Paul Sinha. What I'd highly recommend with a lot of these comedians on the pod would be to actually look them up online and watch their live performances. Quite a few of them have been on live at the Apollo, and just check them out online. Absolutely brilliant. Now, Paul Sinha chose, one of his choices was Lawrence Fox. And on a personal note, I've actually met Lawrence Fox because I did some work on the drama series Lewis. I had a few days on that. And Paul's right. Lawrence Fox comes across as being a bit of an entitled prick. I listened to him on Jeff Norcott's podcast, actually, and what he needs to do is think before he opens his mouth. But there you go. OK, now this week is quite a simple one. My recommendation for this week is another chaser, and that is Jenny Ryan's episode. Now, she's got some good little stories there, but one in particular is when she was on Celebrity MasterChef with Joey Essex, and her choice was Joey Essex. So that episode is well worth a re-listen. Yeah, my recommendations for this week is another chaser, and that's Jenny Ryan's episode. But I highly recommend listening to back episodes and then just checking these comedians out online, because they are brilliant. Okay, cheers then. Bye.
And that was good. I liked the extra insight into Lawrence Fox.
Yeah, he's given us not just like insights into his own life and listening habits. We're getting like, you know, extra detail on a previous dick. So this is wonderful. Thank you, John.
And the stuff he said about the Jenny Ryan episode, all true. Well worth checking that out if you get the time.
That episode made it into the newspapers.
It actually did.
I don't know.
Google what... that. Google, yeah, that... Jenny Ryan, Joe Essex, and it's all over it. And on it, they call it Dan the Man's Desert Island Dicks podcast.
Which is so weird, isn't it? You know, like, that's like one of those things where, like, they wrote to us on Twitter and said, "Hi, I work for this newspaper. Do you mind us using the story?" And I checked, and they already had. And I was like, "Well, you already had, so can you at least put the put a link to the podcast?" And then never heard back from them. Like, well, why did you ask? And then you know, you hear about celebrities going, newspapers just make stuff up. And you're like, yeah, at no point has there ever been in print Dan the Man's Desert Island Dicks podcast. So, like, where did you... You really do just make shit up. Right, another dick now. This one is from Dylan, and he says, "Hello, I have three dicks for you today." He says, "Numero uno." I like it. A little bit special there. Numero uno. He's talking French. he says, "My first dick today is those teachers that say to the kids who did bad on their tests, 'Well done, you did much better than last time.' But when they come to me, a grade A set one for all classes, they're like, 'Ooh, do better next time,' when I got 98% on a test. I know that this is for support, but it really pisses me off." So Dylan, by the way, is one of our younger listeners, because of, you know, and this is his sort of current experience at school. Number two, "I really hate those people that always start a sentence with 'basically.' You can't start a sentence with an adverb. I know wrong grammar doesn't piss normal people off, but it really peeves me off." Number three, "What really kills me on the inside is people who say abbreviations like BRB or GTG in speech. They are not an abbreviation machine. You can use half a second saying the full phrase. Why would you abbreviate 'be right back,' which is three syllables, into BRB, which is three syllables, as it takes the same amount of time to say? I have the same problem with GTG." Is that got to go? What's GTG?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. "Thanks for letting me dish out my dicks. Bye. Have a nice day." Dylan, these are good likes. And I like the insight of, like, I forgot how annoying it is being at school all the time. There's so many things to wind you up about being at school.
Agree. Yeah, it is.
Fucking hate it being at school.
Yeah. It's challenging. I just couldn't be arsed every day.
Yeah.
It's just an onslaught of having to concentrate, which I'm not great at.
You know when you're young and you think, "Oh, God, it looks so rubbish being grown up and having to work all the time." And then you're a grown up and you're like, "I get paid for this and I never have to do homework." It's fucking great.
That's true. But I do look back at school and, like, you know, after school, and I just, like, you know, sat on my head, ate 12 bags of crisps and watched the Disney Channel all the time. You know. So,
I need to unpack his dicks a little bit. Okay, so teachers that sort of, I get that kids are like, you know, if they did bad, if they didn't do well, then fair enough, give them a little boost and say, I think that's fair. But I think if you've done well and you're always doing well, then it's fair to say, well, you did well again. Let's see if we can bump it up and get those extra 2% next time. But you don't have to say, do better next time. You've got to still say, well done, Dylan. You're a very high achiever.
Yeah.
You know, I hate teachers that are really... I had a lot of teachers that were very unsupportive like that. So it's a real pet peeve of mine. And then he goes, he was going to say people who start sentences with basically. I do that all the time. Yeah, but I agree, yeah. It's fucking annoying.
Oh, there's things that I say, like, what do I say? Oh, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I say, yeah,
and all it's the like, time.
I don't. You don't have to say that all the time. Kills me.
I say it a lot. My oldest, my four-year-old, the other day from school, just came home and started saying like all the time. And yeah. Me and my wife do it so much. And we were like, oh, we've got to try it. So I just did it then. We thought, oh, we'll have to try and nip it in the bud. And it was just impossible. I just physically couldn't stop saying it for the whole
it's
day.
Such a
and
challenge.
Then luckily, it just wore out of him. He just stopped doing it naturally. So I didn't have to worry about it. But I couldn't stop. It was just, yeah, it's awful.
But once you notice that you're doing it, it just kills you. It just like cuts through you, doesn't it?
It's horrendous. If you heard the unedited version of the podcast, you'd realise how much. Yeah. And I do it a lot already, as someone in the comments once mentioned. And then people using abbreviations in real life, like saying lol, is because those things are fucking annoying. He's right. The thing takes the... Isn't there a thing where, like, World Wide Web is quicker to say than www?
Really? World Wide Web, www. Yeah, yeah, all just the same. Yeah.
But, like, also, if you're saying BRB, you're just a dick. I think that's fucking annoying. And people who say lol, because... Lol, when people write lol, they're generally not laughing out loud. And when they're saying it, they're extra not laughing. You know, they're going, lol.
They're just saying lol.
Like, that doesn't count. You can't just say, I am laughing now. Yeah. I respond to your joke with laughter. You might as well say that. Fucking dicks.
Oh, there's so many of those, though. And it just cuts you to the core when you hear someone say it. It's so cringe-inducing.
It's like, nice when you find out that young people have the same, like, petty dislikes as us grown-ups, isn't it? It's sort of reassuring in a way. I like Dylan's things. All these things piss me off as well. It's like, we're not so different, you and I.
I'd love it if we met Dylan one day and Dylan was actually just a mate of ours that had been pretending to be Dylan this whole time.
Yeah.
It's just like... Anyway.
I mean, if that did happen, that'd be fucking strange.
It would. Oh, Lord. Damn, this is fun. I don't know why I haven't done this in a while. Oh, yeah, I had COVID.
But you're better now.
Hey, I'm back.
Yeah, maybe. And now you don't have to isolate from podcasts anymore.
No, it's true.
It's lucky. James, it's been a pleasure. We should go.
Yes.
We're
going to
be back next week with, sneak preview. Our guest next week is the wonderful comedian Sean Walsh.
Yes, it's going to be good. I'm really excited to hear that episode.
Yeah.
We're getting some other really exciting guests booked in, Dan.
I know, we can't even tell people about them, but let's just say, you know, we're just mixing with the sort of people that you see on telly now. But yeah, it's exciting, and I hope you listeners like it as well. But listen, just one more final time before we go. Do go and buy some tickets. They're going quickly, so I want you to be there. I mean, obviously, if they're going quickly, it means that other people are there, and I want those people to be there. But you know what I mean. Just go and get them before they're gone. It's almost Christmas.
Yep.
Fun time to be out in Soho. Get a couple of tickets.
Get yourself an early Christmas present.
Yeah. Use it as an excuse to meet up with some friends. And at Fern Brady on the 1st of December, Stephen KMS on the 2nd, they will both be magnificent in different ways.
And I'm talking to you, listener. Hey, dear listener, you listening there, go and buy yourself some tickets to see Desert Island Dicks live.
That's right. Okay, right, we'll be back very soon. Remember, if you want to get in touch, you can dickspod.com/contact, and that's it. Bye.
Bye.